WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump's University, finding the black box. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton is calling Donald Trump a fraud after the release of documents that puts his Trump University in question. Correspondent Ryan Nobles reports.
Hillary Clinton is taking advantage of what she sees as a liability for her likely general election challenger. Clinton slamming Donald Trump after his university's so-called playbooks were released Tuesday, unsealed by a judge in the fraud case against the now-defunct school. Documents revealed business strategies the judge called questionable. And in sworn statements released this week, former employees complained of unethical sales techniques, unqualified instructors, and widely unsatisfied students. Trump insists the school's attendees were overwhelmingly satisfied, and Trump says he's refused to settle the cases because he will end up winning in court. I'm Ryan Nobles reporting.
A French Navy ship is tracking signals from one of the black boxes on Egypt Air Flight 804. Right now it's too early to tell if it's the flight's data or voice recorder. I'm Elliot Francis. Classes are expected to resume at UCLA today after an apparent murder-suicide caused a campus-wide shutdown. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
The campus is now safe.
Those words from LAPD Chief Charlie Beck sent relief throughout the world, really, as anxious parents who've sent their kids to UCLA were most likely watching. It all happened around 10 o'clock Wednesday morning when calls into the university's 911 center came in of shots fired.
A homicide and a suicide occurred in the engineering part of the UCLA campus on the south side.
The victim is mechanical and aerospace engineering professor William Klug. The shooter, who turned the gun on himself, is believed to be a student. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Federal regulators are proposing a significant clampdown on payday lenders. They say borrowers need to be protected from practices that wind up turning into debt traps for many. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's proposed regulations will tackle two of the most common complaints in the industry. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. News is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The Virginia Supreme Court has scheduled a special session next month to take up a Republican-led challenge to Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. The lawsuit asks the court to reverse McAuliffe's order. Republicans have urged the court to decide the case before August 25th to make sure there's enough time to cancel felons' voter registrations if the Republicans win the suit. It's now or never to figure out a different way to get to work once Metro's SafeTrack plan starts up. And there are alternatives out there for you.
There'll be about 70% fewer trains on the western ends of the Silver and Orange lines into Ballston next week.
A dramatic scaling up of bus.
Arlington Transportation Director Dennis Leach tells us they're actively discouraging you from taking the car and riding it alone.
If a percentage of the people that use Metrorail on a daily basis decide, you know, I'm just going to drive in to the core, there simply isn't the road space.
As everyone else is, he's encouraging teleworking, changing your hours, carpooling, and checking out your alternatives.
Arlington is a resilient community, and I think this region can come together.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As you drive around Fairfax County, chances are you've seen all those signs along roadways, but many are illegal, and now the county's cracking down.
Signs.
We had signs everywhere, totally unregulated, blocking line of sight, basically were an eyesore.
And Jeff McKay with the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors says they've had enough, now fining violators, in some cases thousands of dollars. They can be anyone from political campaigns to real estate agents and other businesses. In the last fiscal year, crews have picked up close to 28,000 illegal signs along highways. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,790, the NASDAQ at 49.52. Sports, the Nets complete the sweep of the Phillies, the O's beat the Red Sox, Stanley Cup Finals, the Penguins take a 2-0 lead, the NBA finals start tonight. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Soccer, DC United loses. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings in the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia off to a good start. Take you into Virginia, though, trying to get into Leesburg. A little bit rocky. We have the crash. Do watch for police direction. Eastbound on Route 7. This will be after you get to Route 9, before the bypass on 7 eastbound for the crash. No problems if you're heading through Ashburn and continuing 7 up through to the Beltway. Greenway, Toll Road, good. 66, no early trouble spots. Heading over our bridges into town over the 14th Street Bridge, Key Bridge, Southeast Southwest Freeway. Lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much on the radar this morning, but lots of clouds in. Maybe some breaks of sunshine at times. We'll get some partial clearing through the day. Just an isolated shower, thunder shower. No widespread rain, 83. Tonight, chance of showers out ahead of a front, 69. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Stafford, 64 in Greenbelt, 69 degrees in Washington. The CEO of SpaceX says he can put people on Mars in less than a decade. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. Hope you're getting up and around, starting your day. And while you're doing that, stay with us, because we've got an incredible lineup today. 7:05, Namiki Cohns. She's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Bernie doing better in California, and Hillary has rushed back there to try to fix things. We'll talk about that at 7:05. Our friend James Rosen from the Fox News Channel, a heck of a thing he unveiled yesterday, and a story that has to do with video that was taken out of a State Department server because it was embarrassing to them. James asked a tough question. They didn't like it. The repercussions are continuing. 7:35, Chris Barnes with Fix WMATA. Yes, that's right. They're going to start fixing WMATA this weekend, and are people ready? 8:05, D.C. Auditor Kathy Patterson on cost overruns and the rebuilding of a D.C. school. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And I'd like to hear from all you golfers out there. Golfers like to wake up early. Golfers are up early. I know you wake up early usually on the weekends so you can get out there on the links before the crowds come, so you're probably used to getting up early during the day. If you're a golfer or if you enjoy watching professional golf, I would love to get your reaction to the PGA deciding to move one of their most significant tournaments on their tour schedule off of a Trump-owned golf course. Now, this is the story of a championship that occurs at the Doral, the Trump Doral course down in Miami. It's been down in Miami for over 50 years. And they moved it from the Trump course. And people sort of expected that. You know, in December, the PGA said, listen, we're gonna move this tournament setting from the Doral Trump course to another Miami golf course in 2016 because Donald Trump is, you know, engaged in a political campaign and we don't want to get involved in politics. And fine. Don't want to get involved in politics. The Trump name is on the course. We get it. Okay, fine. So they're going to move it in 2016. And then they said, back in December, the PGA did, they said, well, we want to keep our options open for the future. Well, they've now exercised their option. Not only are they moving this tournament from a Trump-owned golf course, not only are they moving it out of the city of Miami in total, mm-hmm. but they're moving it out of the United States of America to Mexico City. That's right. That's right, golfers. That's right, PGA enthusiasts. I would love to hear your reaction and send a message back to the PGA, because the PGA is certainly sending a message to you. And last I checked, the vast majority of people who really enjoy golf in America are guys who are kind of conservative. If you do a demographic test on golf fans, they're generally conservative or Republican men. So this is the PGA's message to you. this golf tournament that, Donald Trump doesn't get involved in the machinations of the golf tournament. It was just his name happened to be on the course. This golf tournament is being moved from a Trump-owned course in Miami, having been there for over 50 years, and they are moving it and all of the jobs and all of the income and money that is made in Miami. They're moving all of it to Mexico. 888-630-9625. What are you going to do about it? Because PGA only exists because of your support. They only exist because you watch them on television. They only exist because you pay the fees at the PGA approved golf courses. And there's plenty of them around here. 888-630-WMAL. What's your response? It's outrageous. It's disgusting. And it's so obvious what they're doing here, Brian.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And clearly the PGA is saying, you know what? We care more about political correctness and we care more about being cozy with the network heads who are all based in the Upper West Side of Manhattan who, you know, want to be politically correct and want to, you know, open up their brand to other to all these other ethnicities and other nations. That's more important than American jobs, American money, and frankly, their own American viewers.
Well, what I don't understand here, Larry, is that they said they wanted to move it away from the Trump Doral because, well, you know, he's running for office and we don't want to be overtly political. This is golf. This is sports.
Right.
We don't want to be overtly political about it. And then they choose a place that is an affront. It's an in-your-face move to Donald Trump, who is, what's his big issue? Illegal immigration, many of those people coming from Mexico.
That's right.
This is a total, up yours, Donald move is what this is. And I don't understand how they, on one hand, can say we don't want to be political and therefore we can't have it at a Trump golf course. And on the other hand, make a decision that is overtly political. Come on, let's call it what it is. It is overtly political.
That's right. Here's Donald Trump's reaction to it, by the way. It's pretty good.
And I'm going to bring jobs back from Mexico and China and all these places. I mean, I just heard that the PGA Tour is taking their tournament out of Miami and moving it to Mexico, as an example. They're taking it, it's at Doral, it's at, they use one of my places. They're moving their tournament. It's the Cadillac World Golf Championship, and Cadillac's been a great sponsor, but they're moving it to Mexico. They're moving it to Mexico City, which, by the way, I hope they have kidnapping insurance, but they're moving it to Mexico City.
Wait, I do like that.
That's a little aside.
They're moving it to Mexico City, which, by the way, I hope they have kidnapping insurance.
Yeah, well, but that's a fair point. Can you imagine going from beautiful Miami, California, and Miami, Florida, excuse me. By the way, I learned this as I was researching yesterday. $950,000, just short of $1 million, was raised last time around in the city of Miami for charities as a result of this PGA stop. So that is close to $1 million in money that went to charities in the Miami area that will no longer be distributed to those charities because the PGA decides that they want to go to Mexico City. And guess what? They're going to make a lot of money down there, the PGA will. I mean, let's face it, it's cheaper to golf in Mexico City. The hotels are cheaper. The food is cheaper. They're going to be sitting pretty. And I'm sure there was a fantastic corporate sponsor who was terrified of being associated with Trump. And they want to make their all of their investors happy by moving this thing down to Mexico City. Does it make you happy? Bill and Percival, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Bill?
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Yeah, it just shows the PGA's got no backbone. I'm very disappointed in that, folding to probably some of the corporate sponsors that weren't comfortable with it. But I'll tell you, golf's got a real challenge on its hand anyways because their popularity is backsliding with Tiger falling off the radar screen. And people don't have 5-6 hours to commit to a round of golf, so they're going the wrong way. They need to keep it in Miami and have a little backbone.
Well, yeah, I mean, the golf may be in trouble right now, Bill, but is this the solution? As you point out, they're going the wrong way. This doesn't engender any sort of spirit or any sort of camaraderie in the your fan base.
No. It shows, as I said, it shows the that they're going the wrong way. They don't have any backbone, and you're exactly right. Their demographic is going to notice it very much, and they'll hear from everybody.
All right, Bill. Listen, are you a big fan of golf?
I try to play golf, but again, I have trouble with the 5 to 6 hours on the weekend. That's a lot of valuable time. So, starting to play a little bit more tennis.
You can do the back nine. You can just go to a par three, maybe.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Bill, you got it. I try to help people out. Well, I had that problem, too, especially when I had kids. It was very much much harder to get out and play golf, but you just do nine instead.
And, yeah.
Bob and Frederick. Oh, you know what, Bob? Stay right there. We'll get to you in just a moment. We want your reaction to the PGA thumbing its nose at you, sticking a middle finger up at you, the viewer, because they're trying not to be political. So what do? They move their tournament from a Trump course in Miami to a course in Mexico City, Mexico, because, you know, nothing political about that move. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Did I hear Percival? All right, I believe that's where he's from. And if you are coming out of Percival, Route 7, we do have problems this morning with this crash. Happened in the last hour. Eastbound Route 7 after you pass Route 9. Crash, you were under police direction, but right now they've stopped traffic to deal with the accident, allowing another ambulance to come in here again. So eastbound 7 after Route 9 before you get to the bypass in Leesburg. Let's get you in from the west, and you are looking good. 66 coming in from Gainesville, heading through Centerville, not just to the Beltway, but inside the Beltway to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge for 95, 395, and over the 14th Street Bridge. No early hassles there. Looking good at the Wilson Bridge, Maryland 95 as we push south from the Baltimore Beltway to our Beltway with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible today, but a high of 83, so it'll be pretty warm tonight. Cloudy, occasional shower, 69. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, widespread in the afternoon, an 80% chance of rain tomorrow, Friday, high near 85. On Saturday, temperatures in the mid-80s and a chance of a thunderstorm, and Sundays, and they say showers and thunderstorms are more likely, highs in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, still sort of warm out there, 70 degrees, 516. On WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The main reason is they don't have a title sponsor to replace Cadillac there at Doral. And even though they have a contract to play it at Trump Doral through 2023, that was contingent upon them finding a new title sponsor. As you mentioned, there was some speculation that maybe finding a title was difficult because of the Trump affiliation. The tour is going to announce this afternoon that they are moving the WGC event. It's been there since 1962. It's been a WGC since 2007. A little bit of a sad day for an iconic venue and a longtime venue for a PGA Tour event.
All right, now that's an ESPN analyst giving what a lot of people are giving as an explanation here. They couldn't find a sponsor. It was hard to find a sponsor. Well, first of all, you can find a sponsor for a tournament in Miami, Florida, that if it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. There are plenty of golf courses in Florida, and they could have moved it away from the Trump course, number one. Number two, I'm not going to let the PGA off the hook here. A lot of people say, oh, it's not the PGA's fault. They just couldn't get a sponsor. Okay, well, the PGA still had to make a decision on behalf of the money. They could have taken the money, and they could have made a political statement. Mm-hmm. The political statement, along with the money that they're taking, has to do with Mexico City, and it's an anti-Trump, anti-Republican message. Steve in Middleburg, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, one of the great economic philosophers and businessmen of our time was who used to moonlight as the greatest basketball player on the planet. He was once asked why he didn't get involved in Democrat politics, and he said simply because Republicans buy sneakers too. Now, he might not have gone to the Wharton School of Business, Michael Jordan, but he was smart enough to know not to alienate half of his potential customer base. And the PGA needs to take a lesson from
them. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, it's a good point, by the way. And by the way, Steve, most of the sports writers in America are crazy, hair-on-fire lefties. And they gave Michael Jordan no end of crap about saying that Republicans buy sneakers, too. In fact, right here in this town, the Washington Post's very own Michael Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser would never let him off the hook for that statement because they thought that Michael Jordan's job was to change the world as not just an athlete, but as a black athlete.
Yeah, Jordan was smart.
Yes, he was.
This is bad business on the part of the PGA. It's bad business.
And Steve, let me even take what you're saying there in beautiful Middleburg, Virginia, my new favorite city in the area, and thank you for the call. Let me take it one step further. LeBron James. He and his entire Miami Heat team, back when he played with Miami, remember they did the whole hands up, don't shoot thing last summer. Mm-hmm. When they care, or was it he may have been with Cleveland Browns actually at the time. I'm trying to remember. But you know, there are a whole bunch of athletes, and I remember the LeBron James led Miami team definitely was in solidarity with Trayvon Martin. If I remember right, the entire Heat team came out in warmups wearing hoodies,
right,
to express their political affiliation with Trayvon Martin. Nike didn't drop LeBron James. The NBA didn't drop LeBron James, but here's the PGA. They're sticking their middle finger up to all of their viewers and to all of the PGA fans out there by dumping this tournament and really hurting Americans by moving all of these jobs and all of this money down to Mexico. And the message is clear. Geez, if you don't want to lose your tournament, make sure you don't align yourself with Donald Trump and Republicans.
Yep.
Bob in Fredericksburg, you're now next up on WMAL. Go, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's always a pleasure to you. But you got to look at the bright side of this thing. At least all the bag carriers and groundskeepers will be legal.
Oh, you mean we're not going to be able to get a bunch of caddies that will legally cross the border down south into Mexico? What?
No,
they won't do that, actually, because Mexico tends to protect their borders, at least when you're coming from south in Guadalajara. Yeah. Although, just to be, because facts matter here, Bob, it is important to note that most of the caddies on the PGA Tour are all hired directly by the golfers. And so they won't be your typical picked up at the Home Depot parking lot kind of employees.
But listen, I take this point very seriously. I think that sports ought to be the one area that just doesn't get political. I mean, why can't we have a few things in this world that just stay out of the world of politics? What is sports supposed to be about? It's supposed to be about athletic endeavor. It's supposed to be about achievement. It's supposed to be, by the way, entertainment. Why does all of that have to get wrapped up in politics? Can't we just have a few things in this world that are sort of just pure enjoyment, without it could be having some kind of political twist to it? I would love that more than you can imagine.
Apparently, no, we can't have that, Brian. All right, your reaction to the PGA deciding to move the tournament, not just from a Trump course in Miami, mm-hmm. but out of the country and into Mexico, clearly sending a political message to you. So what is your political message back to the PGA? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 5:22.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
It is 5:25 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia heading into Leesburg, still dealing with this crash on Route 7, and delays continue to grow. I just spoke to police, and they still have all lanes blocked here, eastbound on Route 7 after Route 9, Charlestown Pike. And I'm looking at delays that begin now before you get to Route 9, and on Route 9, we're stopped to try to merge in through to those backups. Coming westbound, if you're coming, say, from the bypass and heading west on 7, your travel lanes are open. I'll let you know as soon as they get some of those lanes to get through the serious crash. No problems right now. We're on the Beltway, looking good. Good. Virginia to Annandale, Tysons, Maryland, quiet across the Legion Bridge and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. North on 95, a little bit of that stop and go as we head through a quiet again into Woodbridge. Here we come out of Frederick, 270, slowing past the Monocacy, off and on down toward Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much on the radar this morning, but lots of clouds in, maybe some breaks of sunshine at times. We'll get some partial clearing through the day. Just an isolated shower, thunder shower, no widespread rain, 83. Tonight, chance of showers out ahead of a front, 69. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It's 526.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
They're moving into Mexico City, which, by the way, I hope they have kidnapping insurance.
Yeah, you know, you have your choice of going to Miami Beach and hanging out down there and watching a PGA Tour championship tournament, or you have your choice to go down to Mexico City and do the same. Where are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, your dollar goes further down there in Mexico City, but yeah, kidnapping insurance, good point. Joe in the district, your response to the PGA's overtly political in-your-face message to you.
Hey, come on, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
So listen, there was a guy on your show about 8-9 months ago, and they had this big ban on assault weapons. You can't have this, you can't have that. Because, you know, I went out and bought a full gun. He said, I never even shot a gun. And you said to him, well, why'd you buy the gun? Just because they told him I can't, they told me I can't have them. But of all people, they keep playing this big boy game. We're moving the golf tournament. We're doing this. They hate Trump campaign. Well, you know, people that haven't voted are going to vote. And everybody's going to come out and vote. You're not going to stop the Trump train. The more attention they bring to his campaign, the less money he has to spend.
Joe, I'll
be the president.
I'm getting the hunch that you're right about that. I keep getting this feeling that the more they try to do this stuff, the more support and the more emboldened his supporters get. And I think you're right. There's a major backlash.
I think you're right about that.
It's 5:28 on WMAL.
Guarding your nest egg with Mike Lester.
When you sit down with someone for the very first time, or even a client that you've been working with for many years, what's their idea of a perfect retirement?
The number one thing that people would like to be able to do in retirement is all of the things that they had imagined without too many worries.
Join Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management for Guarding Your Nest Egg Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone, and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on. Now, and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Well, the State Department had a shocking admission yesterday. Somebody actually picked up the phone and said, hey, you know that embarrassing thing that the State Department spokesman said? You need to take that out of the video and hide it. They admitted that, but they haven't said who did it. This all has to do with James Rosen and an embarrassing question and an embarrassing answer. We'll tell you more about it coming up after the news. 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump has unleashed a barrage of new attacks on Hillary Clinton, who's got a few weapons of her own.
On a day when Donald Trump took some harsh incoming fire, he fired right back. Hillary Clinton went after Trump for Trump University, calling him a fraud who was trying to scam America. And here in Sacramento last night, Donald Trump opened his speech unleashing a series of counterpunches against Hillary Clinton, calling her crooked Hillary and saying she was one of the worst secretaries of state in history.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Meanwhile, President Obama's jumping deeper into the presidential race.
When somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it.
The president appeared in Elkhart, Indiana yesterday, touting his administration's accomplishments on the economy. The Virginia Supreme Court has agreed to a special session next month to hear a Republican lawsuit aimed at overturning Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. Republicans are urging the court to rule by August 25th so that if the ruling goes their way, there will be enough time to cancel the registrations of any felons who have already registered. The Washington Redskins confirmed that an athletic director's laptop was stolen, but they say medical records were not put at risk. The team says someone broke in a window of the trainer's locked car in April in Indianapolis and took that computer. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,790, the Nasdaq at 49.52. Sports, the Nats win, the O's win, Stanley Cup Finals, Pittsburgh wins again, the NBA Finals start tonight, WNBA, the Mystics lose, soccer, D.C. United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed Clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school,
ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text online to 67076. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text online to 67076. Again, that's O-N-L-I-N-E to 67076.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County still with a serious crash. Route 7 heading eastbound after you pass the Charlestown Pike, Route 9. Crews still have all lanes blocked with this accident activity on Route 7. Delays before 9 and on 9 just come to a standstill as well as commuters cannot merge onto the eastbound stretch of 7. If you're coming, say, out of Leesburg, your westbound lanes of 7 are open, so you can go in that direction. Taking you just a bit slow on 95, Virginia, with just the early morning volume, leaving Stafford and through to Aquia, again into Woodbridge. Lanes are reported to be open around the entire Capitol Beltway, Virginia and Maryland. Ellicott City on 70 westbound. If you're coming out of Baltimore, on 70 west, right as you come up to 29, stay right to get by the crash, 270, leaving Frederick and down through Urbana, some of the stop and go now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 83 degrees. The clouds this morning will mix with some sunshine through the day. Some showers tonight, 69. Cold front approaching. Actually, a cool front. Tomorrow, 85. And what that front will do is enhance the shower thunderstorm activity. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Dumfries, 64 in Germantown, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It is 5:37. You're listening to WMAL because this is where Washington comes to talk. And you're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We got plenty loaded up for you at 7:05. Nomiki Khan, she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Tell us how Bernie's going to make it across the finish line in California. It's 7:15. James Rosen, Fox News. He's in the news because of a story that we're about to tell you about. So stay with us. You'll learn all about it. 7:35 brings us Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA because WMATA's trying to fix WMATA. Metro going down this weekend. Are you ready? At 8:05, D.C. Auditor Kathy Patterson talked to you about an outrageous story of cost overruns in the D.C. school district. It's an allegory for all government overspending. You'll want to hear that one. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. What a crazy morning. Stay with us. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. How soon you
forget? Is it the policy of the State Department where the preservation of the secrecy of secret negotiations is concerned to lie in order to achieve that goal?
James, I think there are times where diplomacy needs privacy in order to progress. This is a good example of that.
Well, and that was James Rosen of Fox News doing what he does, asking those pesky little questions that require answers. And what you hear there is Jen Psaki at the State Department giving a rather embarrassing answer to the question. This has become quite a thing because that clip, it turns out, was taken out of the briefing that they store all the briefings on the website down there at the State Department. And so when James Rosen found out that indeed, by the way, there had been secret negotiations with Iran, he went back to try to find that little clip so he could put it into his story, and he found that the clip was missing, that it had been, well, the State Department initially said it was a glitch. Some kind of glitch. We don't know why that particular 8 minutes of audio is missing from the website.
It's a glitch. Some sort of glitch.
You know, sometimes computers glitch.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, anybody who understands how a video is edited saw that there was a white flash. White flash is not a glitch. It means that an editor went in there and purposefully made that edit. And the question began to be asked, and people have been asking this question. Well, who did that? Who ordered that up? Who said we should take that out, that embarrassing question and answer session? Why should it be taken out, and who ordered it to be done? And we've been asking that question and asking that question. And then finally yesterday, we got something of an answer from State Department spokesman John Kirby, who says, yes, somebody picked up the phone and asked that it be taken out. Here's his explanation.
I asked the Office of the Legal Advisor to look into this. They did. They pursued it for me, and we got about as far as we can go. The individual who took the call doesn't remember anything more than that it was being passed on from somebody else in the Public Affairs Bureau. I cannot be any more specific than that right now.
So somebody in the Public Affairs Bureau made the call to the editor. Editor, you know, conveniently cannot remember exactly who it was. You know, it seemed like to me if I got a call like that, I would remember it. But nonetheless, the editor says they can't remember. How convenient, they can't remember who made that call. Was it indeed Jen Psaki, the person who gave that embarrassing answer to that very tough question by James Rosen? She says, no, that wasn't her. She says, look, I wouldn't do such a thing. She put a statement there. That would be against everything I stand for.
Never do such.
By the way, she's now over at the White House press operation. Just saying. Peter Ducey talked about this yesterday because they got another Fox reporter to do the story since James Rosen was somewhat involved in the thing. And here's what Steve Ducey had to say about it.
The State Department admitted today instead they deliberately deleted an 8-minute exchange about whether or not they lied to hide Iran talks. That exchange, an investigation found, was removed from State's YouTube channel and replaced with a white flash just minutes after a briefing in 2013 when an editor got a call from someone at State delivering specific orders to delete our correspondent James Rosen's questions and then spokeswoman Jen Psaki's answers. But since that editor can't remember who called with those instructions, don't expect anyone to get in trouble.
Yeah, nobody gets in trouble over there. This is extremely troubling.
Of course.
I mean, first of all, they lied about it. They say, oh, it was a glitch. They knew it wasn't a glitch. They just tried to give you an answer to make the story go away. And then when they were, it was sort of, rammed up their throat, down their throats that, it wasn't a glitch, and it wasn't a glitch. We need an answer on this. Who is excising truth from the daily briefing? Who is taking this out so that they can change the permanent record and this embarrassing answer would not be there? Well, they do an investigation and that leads them ultimately say, well, yeah, somebody asked, but we can't figure out who the hell it is.
And we're not going to investigate it. See, this is the bigger problem. And of course they're going to get away with it. And why will they get away with it? Because the media is more angry that Donald Trump said mean words to them at a press conference yesterday. That's what gets all the focus. That's what gets, and Washington Post editorial board today is all about Donald Trump and what kind of president he'll be for bullying, as he puts it, the press. Journalists are, I'm sorry, somewhat bankrupt in their values when this is a very real threat to truth and honesty and
transparency.
And transparency.
Right.
But they don't care. They don't care for several reasons. Number one, they want to protect the Obama administration. Number two, they hate Fox News. But more importantly, think about what this means about your State Department, this exact same State Department who has been involved with the corruption with Hillary Clinton's email scandal and covering that up. They know that it happened. The person who did it says they can't remember who told them to do it. And they admit that it was wrong and they refuse to investigate it.
Yeah.
Think about that, Fred. It should be pretty easy. Okay, you don't remember? How many people have the authority to make this decision? And we're going to start firing people until someone remembers.
Yeah.
That's what happens in the real world.
Yeah. The lies don't work. Then all of a sudden, conveniently, they can't remember.
Yeah.
That's the way. We lie about it first, and then when we have to actually ask questions about it and answer questions about it, oh, we just conveniently can't.
And
remember.
This happens in the Bush administration. What happens with the press?
Yeah, nothing.
No,
they'll go crazy.
For weeks, this would be the top story in the New York
Times.
Well,
let me just say that our good friend James Rosen will be with us about 7:15 this morning to talk more about this story. It's now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Declaring that, quote, no person should be judged by anything but the content of their character, unquote, President Obama on Wednesday signed a proclamation designating June as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. The president stated that LGBT individuals deserve to know their country stands beside them and will continue to promote equality. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, a little bit better news. Loudoun County, we are jammed on Route 7 due to a crash, but it looks like they are allowing at least one lane to get by. So there's a slight bit of movement. I know you wouldn't know it if you're sitting in that backup beginning before Route 9 and on Route 9, Charlestown Pike, trying to get to eastbound Route 7. Westbound 7, your lanes are open. You get by without any delay. But again, eastbound, one lane has just been reopened. We'll take you in around the Beltway. No troubles in Tysons, Annandale, taking you 270 southbound. That's where I do see that volume. Coming out of Frederick down through Urbana to Hyattstown. Ellicott City, crews been dealing with a crash and now seeing just a brief delay as additional lanes open. Westbound 70 at 29. No troubles to report out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50s quiet. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket today. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 83 degrees. The clouds this morning will mix with some sunshine through the day. Some showers tonight, 69. Cold front approaching. Actually, a cool front. Tomorrow, 85. And what that front will do is enhance the shower thunderstorm activity. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is now 5:46.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
What's going on in this Democratic race for the nomination? I mean, we were told that California, very important to Hillary Clinton's strategy, and, you know, she was leading there in the polls. It would seem that she was cruising on in, you know, gonna clinch the nomination. And you know what? She may not win California. There's a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which echoes another poll that came out last week, suggesting that the race in California is extremely tight between Clinton and Sanders. According to this latest poll, Clinton leads by 2 points. 2 points. 49 Clinton, Sanders 47. So if that is true and if that's accurate, that's a real tightening of the polls and might explain why Hillary has rushed back to California, something that Bernie Sanders noted yesterday, saying, wonder why Hillary and Bill are back in the state of California. I thought it was all over. I thought this thing was done.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a good point there. Doug Schoen is a Democratic pollster, and he's been on our show, and I have a lot of respect for Doug Schoen. I've always found him to be a guy who comes forward with pretty good analysis and gives it to you straight from the shoulder. He says in an article that he has written, a column he's written, that there's more than a theoretical chance that Hillary Clinton may not be the Democratic nominee for president. That's his theory. And he says, look, a Sanders win in California would turbocharge the mounting Democratic unease about her viability. And of course, you know, the only way Sanders can win at this point is if a lot of these superdelegates start to shift over to him. And Doug Schoen's making the case that, look, she loses California. She's really taken a beating over this email thing, and that's not over with yet. We know that. If the party elders don't begin to sense that she might not win in November, might they start shifting over to Bernie Sanders? Might this whole thing turn around? I don't know. It's an interesting scenario that Doug Schoen lays out here, but you're not buying it.
No, I'm not, because they are the party elders. Who are you talking about when you say the party elders? The Clintons are the party elders. Everybody in their camp are the party elders. The superdelegates right now are in favor of Hillary Clinton, 543-44. Which party elder actually speaks to those superdelegates saying, hey, maybe we have a problem? Oh, here's a party elder, Harry Reid. What did he tell the AP yesterday? Time to give up. Bernie Sanders. He says, I've never been too good at math, but I can figure that one out. I think he better do a little mathing. A little mathing. He's mathing. Verbing
yeah.
that. He's turning
turn math
into
a verb.
I like that. I mean, they're all... tell me what kind of scenario this is where Doug Schoen says that Democrat superdelegates are going to say, gosh, you know, I hadn't thought of it before, but now that Hillary is lost by 1 or 2 points in California, gee, maybe she's a weak candidate.
Yeah, I
mean, if they haven't reached that conclusion yet, and by the way, there's a recent poll that shows 71% of Democrats would still vote for Hillary even if she got indicted.
Yeah, I know that.
So
I know that. But I think they're thinking about how she would shape up in November against Donald Trump, and if they begin to sense that she is not a winner in that matchup, I think maybe they might be getting very nervous. Maybe they don't go to Sanders. Maybe they look for somebody else.
We'll ask Nomiki Konst about that. She's a big Sanders supporter. She joins us at 7:05 today. I frankly think the Democrats, and especially the Democratic leadership, is so arrogant. They are so sure. They have been arrogant from the beginning, you know, saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win the coronation. They didn't even have to have debates with Bernie Sanders. They're sure they can beat Donald Trump. There's no way they're going to switch horses. Yeah. I'd love to be wrong because it's a great story.
Yeah, well, we'll continue to watch it, they say. 5:50, time for El Rushbo.
One of the country's largest private pension funds running out of money. Almost 500,000 people rely on it. It's the Central States Pension Fund. They pay out almost $3 billion in benefits every year, and they don't have enough assets to keep up that pace. That's not good. Unlike the government, they can't just print money. They say that they're going to be bankrupt in 10 years. Now, the fund recently sent the Obama regime's Treasury Department a Hail Mary proposal. The idea was to slash benefits for current retirees. The regime told them to stick a fork in that idea. So Central States went to their last-ditch option. They're going to seek help from the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. That's a federal program designed by Congress 40 years ago as a safety net. But here's the problem. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is running out of money, too. It doesn't have enough to insure the 10 million retirees whose private pensions need the safety net. So guess what Democrats in Congress want? They want a federal bailout. They're demanding the government step in to back up the government program that backs up the private pension plans. Did I mention that most of the 10 million affected are union members? They belong to unions like the AFL-CIO that spend millions of dollars supporting Democrats. So here's an idea. Instead of looking for a federal bailout, why don't the pension funds ask their union brothers to bail them out? They've got money to burn, and maybe stop sending so much to the Democrats for a while.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Let's face it. No one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home with the help of your friends from Terminix. Our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-8926. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes, but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito estimate and an effective solution.
at 1-800-700-8926. That's 1-800-700-8926.
When you think about financial planning, does life insurance come to mind? Life insurance can play an important role in your financial plan, but a significant number of people are underinsured. Hi, this is Eric Whiteman, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. Call us to discuss the relationship of your life insurance and your financial plan.
Eric Whiteman and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Eric, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, I'm glad we can wrap up this hour with better news in Loudoun County. Still big delays on Route 7 and Route 9, but the crash, all lanes have been reopened. Eastbound 7 after Route 9, Charlestown Pike. Again, that's the scene of the crash, and expect delays to continue, but we're trying to get some movement through there. No problems to report if you're making your travels in from the west on 66, the Greenway Toll Road. So that was checking out fine. 66 with some of that normal volume forming. Volume on 95 through Aquia, again into Woodbridge, and 270 out of Frederick down toward Clarksburg, some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front trying to get here, or a cool front, and it will. It'll increase the coverage on showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow. A stray shower storm today in high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Don't pay, don't Rhino. Go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Hey. Imagine if the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home.
Hi, this is Rick Mariano with Rhino Shield Mid-Atlantic.
Rhino Shield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, Rhino Shield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. Rhino Shield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year, same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Rhino Shield.
The Reds.
And that's two more runs.
Last season, they swept the Nats out of Cincinnati. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy gets his hands around that one.
The Nats return with a new bat and looking for revenge. Red Menace versus Red Hot. Connect. Nationals, Reds. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Ace Baseball
all great?
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
The D.C. parking wars take an ugly turn as a Pentagon official is accused of removing a nanny's license plates. We'll tell you about it.
When it comes to education, does merit matter anymore? I mean, if you work hard...